It was locked in this room. Only members of the Intelligence Committee could read it. But only Democrats did, including Mark Udall.
Panetta Review is a comprehensive and thorough set of documents. It should be declassified. It confirms what the committee staff and the committee study determined.
The senators say the Panetta Review's conclusions would be echoed in the final Senate report. The program was brutal, mismanaged, and it didn't work.
Enhanced interrogation techniques was not an effective means of acquiring intelligence.
We looked at 20 examples of where the administration was saying these techniques were effective, and we found that wasn't true at all.
CIA representations were inaccurate and unsupported by CIA records.
With this torture report out
at the CIA, they dismissed the Panetta Review as nothing more than an internal draft, and they harshly criticized the Senate report, insisting the EITs saved lives. Obama's new CIA director, John Brennan, refused to release the Panetta Review and worked to keep most of the 6,000-page Senate report classified.
There's no question that there is a lot more information in those 6,000 pages that have yet to see the light of day.
What was released was just a summary, some 450 pages. The real report has not been declassified, and the real report is chapter and verse of what happened.
For now, there's little Feinstein can do to get the full report declassified.
It's just in, the Republicans have in fact gained control of the U.S. Senate.
In the fall of 2014, the Congress changed hands.
Democrats got thrown out. This was the slap.
Republicans were now in charge.
Senate majority since
Colorado Senator Mark Udall was defeated.
The incoming chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
Dianne Feinstein was replaced as the chairman of the Intelligence Committee by Republican Richard Burr.
Senator Richard Burr, he is the Republican chairman.
Burr has recalled all copies of the 6,000-page classified report.
I think there's going to be a whole new day of oversight. It's going to be.
He refused to read the Panetta Review.
He voted against it, and so.
And promises to return it to the CIA.
Has asked the Obama administration to return all copies of the Senate.
The fight right now is for history. There's no more investigations that are going to happen. There's no more legal consequences that we know of at this point. And there's no policy debate. Why did it happen? Was it the right thing? Was it the wrong thing? And how should we look at it in generations to come?